Bi'amiras Yud Gimel Midos Beslichos, regarding saying the 13 Midos that we say in Slichos, the Rav Schechter quotes in his Inyani Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim Tshuva, Nechoku Achronim in Dina Kedavar Shebekdusha. So his first question is, what is the status of the Yud Gimel Midos regarding whether it's a Davar Shebekdusha? And then whether then, if it's a Davar Shebekdusha, you require a minion. If it's not a Davar Shebekdusha, then you wouldn't need a minion. So Hamakubahu Lahachmir would donate. So he writes, the minig is to be Machmir, and one should treat the Yud Gimel Midos as a Davar Shebekdusha, and hence Lahatzrik Amita, you gotta stand, you need a tifa, and you need a minion. And he quotes a further machlokas achronim in piyutim nami chashive kedavar shebekedusha, whether piyutim also have that status, and he quotes to his sefer the Panine Harav, amid kuf samaches. So that's the first step, whether Yud Gimel Midos are a davar shebekedusha, and whether piyutim are. So this, that leads him to his child. The question is, v'im yesh asara biyachad, sha'omim davar shebekedusha. So then he throws out the question, if you have 10 people davening together, and they're saying a davar shebekedusha. So he writes, nechachu ha-gedolim, the gedolim argue, im rashai ha-yachid, lanos v'veso, Al Kaddish Kedusha Ubarachu. The Gedolim argue if an individual could answer from another place, let's say he's in his house and he could see or hear, could he answer Kaddish Kedusha Ubarachu? So he quotes Machokas the Gedolim. So he says according to those opinions that say that 10 people, if you have a minion and then someone's not in the minion, but let's say he's in his house and he's right next door to the shul, he can see through the window, whatever the case may be, he says Risham with Derech, you could set up the Slichos Derech Hazum. Minyan B'makam Echad Sha'omer B'yachad Es HaSlichos. He says, you could, as long as there's a minyan in one place, so someone watching on Zoom is able to say the Slichos, the Yud Gimel Midos. Ve'ewa omrim v'vateyam ha'shayla knows Yud Gimel Midos. So Rav Schechter paskins that through Zoom one could say the Yud Gimel Midos. It's a general shayla before Zoom is, what about porch minyanim? Whether porch minyanim are, can you be mitzdarif? So that's a whole discussion based on a Rashba. Because from the Gemara, it seems to be from Tosis in Psachim, Pehei, Amid Beis. Tosis seems to say that what's the machlokas? The machlokas is about, could you answer to a minyan if you're outside? So according to Rav, you have to be in the same room to answer. According to Yeshua ben Levi, who we paskin like, you could answer even if you're outside, but as long as there's a minion inside. So according to everyone, there seems to have to be a minion. And then the issue is being mitzdarif. The Rashba is the one who brings up the suggestion based on the Gemara, the Mishnah, and Brachas, Nunam and Aleph, about Zimun, whether if you have two different groups who could see each other, could they mitzdarif for a... Could they be mitzdarif for Zimun. And let's assume we're adding Elokeinu, let's say 5 and 5. So the Rashba suggests perhaps, and if it's true by Zimun, maybe it's also true by Tfila. However, many Rishonim disagree with the Rashba. The Rashbash and others said, no, the reason why Zimun is Zimun's talking about we already have two groups that have enough people, but you want to join together as one group. But you can't, but a half a minion in one room, half in the other, that we pass in against the Rashba. So the Chidah, you had a case where there's a quarantine in Italy, and there was like, and they couldn't leave their homes, it was 6 and 4, and he relied on the Rashba, B'Shas Adchak, to Mitzarev, he says you'd get going 40 days without a Kaddish or Kedusha, and many others disagreed. So according to the Rashba, this is what to talk about, there's a debate within the Rashba, how far the Rashba goes in terms of that. In fact, Rav Shakhtar quotes elsewhere about from the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Brew, whatever, in Siman Aleph seems to go with the Rashba. But in Siman Beis by Zimun, Bir Halacha quotes all these sources against the Rashba. So Rav Shakhtar himself doesn't go for the Rashba, so he is against Porch Minyanim. But other Gedolim, Rav Asher Weiss, Rav Shlomo Miller, Rav Sternbruch, others say that B'Shas Adchak, you could rely on the Porch Minyanim for davening, and then there's a debate how far you go. Because you do it for everything, only for something. So Rav Shlomo Miller and I think Rav Felder from Lakewood, they think they have a compromise. They don't want you, a bracha of Atola, they say not to get involved with, unless you do, if you do it B'Toris Tzvilas Nedava, Hazaras Hashatz, or Kriya Sator, you're dealing with the Brachel of Atola. But Kaddish, Kedush Baruch, that's a Shiloh if it's a Davish of a Kedusha. I mean, so it is a Davish of a Kedusha, but there's no Brachel of Atola. So for them, they're willing to risk saying, so they're saying you can do a Kaddish of Kedusha, according to some. So that's already discussing people on different porches. So certainly if people are in the same room, and then you have someone outside, that should be less of a shaila. And then the shaila is according to those people, so Rav Shakhtar isn't one of them. But therefore, according to Rav Shakhtar, you need 10 in one room, and then you can be mitzvah, so he's extending, if you're zooming, and you're in another room, so then he considers that to be good enough to say, you'd give them Midos and the Piyutim, and that's a Rav Shakhtar Paskin in his Tshuva. He says you could use Zoom for to zoom into the Srichas and you'd give them Midos. And then also I think that, and then also as well as he writes at the end of the Tshuva, and oh, hey, Le'inyin Minach Hataris Nedarim, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Nira She'im Yeh Shlosha, so Yoshim be Yaakov amakam echad, v'omrim v'acherim iskashrim k'imam derag zoom. And again, he says the same thing by Ataris Nedarim. T'shafir efshar l'ashrosh l'hatia nidreyam k'mavur v'gemara perakam nidarim sh'ein min atzorak sh'yeh b'chol sh'yeh b'al haneda omei b'fnei ha-beisin. He quotes the Gemara in Nedarim. And the one is brings. Therefore, Rav Shakhtar's psak is you could do Ataris Nedarim through Zoom as long as you have a Beis Din in one room. And if you have a minion of people saying Srichas, then you could do it as well.